So we all stand with the dance.
In March, I got to drive up to Olympia with a new friend from Nigeria who's a Christian. They dance a lot in Nigeria, and he's getting used to church here in the U.S., and he's like, you don't dance as much, but he also goes to a Nigerian church up in Salem. He also thinks we pray weird, but he's learning a lot about the joy of praying differently. It's much quieter here. He was like, why are you just talking? Why aren't you praying? The Nigerian church is doing beautiful things. I just want to say, this is a crazy season of transition for our family. As Krista shares and goes deeper in with international students, she kind of always talks about all these other people and things happening, but what you don't realize is she's coaching and developing all these ministries that, she's like, oh yeah, China and Hindus and Muslims, Africa eventually, so that's like 3/4 of the world's population, I think, that she is getting to love and invest in. And so we covet your prayers as she leads, and she goes full-time. So she's now full-time with InterVarsity, and I've officially retired, is what people keep telling me, although I keep waiting for that IRA to kick in. No, I left InterVarsity in June, and many of you know that. I love InterVarsity. I love the campus deeply, and this has been a wild journey for me. I was in the campus context of ministry for 26 years as a student and staff, and I love it. You heard from Emmy and Bryce and Samuel earlier this month, and I love developing leaders like them who then raise up and take leadership on the campus, right? It's so fun to see Bryce move down here and kind of take a role that I held when I first moved here and was part of this church, and so it's just fun to see how God is at work. But I was in the woods, and things happen in the woods, don't they? Just over a year ago, I was on a really long run. I was about 20 miles into this run and listening to a book about trees, as one does in the woods, and the Holy Spirit showed up in a surprising way. This is not a normal experience for me, but the Holy Spirit said, Joel, it's time for something new. And the word that echoed in my mind was rooted. I want to be more rooted in my community, right? And my role with InterVarsity was spread across dozens of zip codes, and I loved it. I loved the crafting and planting new ministries across unreached campuses. But the Lord said, Joel, I want you to be more rooted. And I just started to weep in the woods and cry out to God. And thankfully, there was no one around because I probably sounded like I really needed help. And I came home, and I walked into the house and saw Krista, and I just started crying again. I'm covered in mud, and she's like, what's wrong? I was like, I think I'm supposed to leave. Fast forward a year, and I left InterVarsity in June. I continued to get wise counsel and prayer, and people said, yeah, this seems like this is of the Lord. One of the things that I heard during that year of discernment was to be locally rooted and globally minded. I was like, well, that's confusing. How are you locally rooted and globally minded? What we just heard from my wife is how we are globally minded, right? Krista loves and serves the world, and we both have a huge heart for the world and international students. But as you heard from David Dillon earlier this month, I'm getting to hang out with that awesome guy and several other incredible people to continue just to further the expression of church in West Springfield. Right? When I'm feeling really sarcastic, which is often, people are like, when are you launching your church? And I'm like, well, Jesus launched the church 2,000 years ago, and every church is just a continuation of what Christ is doing. Amen? And we join in what Jesus is doing. And so we're calling it the Rooted Community, and it's this church in West Springfield, and we're saying, if you don't live in West Springfield or aren't deeply invested in West Springfield, we love you, but find somewhere else to worship. Because we want to be about the local context that God is calling us to and the unique places of West Springfield. And kind of like Krista was talking about, and in this missions month, I was just thinking, like, it's not just about where should we go, right, or what should we do, but who should we become in order to love and serve our neighbors with the love of Christ, right? Not just where do we go and what do we do, but who is God inviting us to become in order to love and to serve our neighbors, to find common ground with our neighbors. And so for us in this community, the thing that we're focused on is really how do we together imitate Jesus as disciples, and how do we invite others into that place of imitating Jesus alongside of us? We have an incredible group of people that somehow we get to do this with, my wife, our family. We have the Springfield Citizen of the Year last year as part of our community, people serving with Campus Life, Youth for Christ, high school teachers, Joy Dillon leading like OMF basically around the world. We have this incredible group of people who are just saying, how do we love our neighbors? Right? And like Peace Feast and Biryani and Belonging, did I get that right? The oldest shape the church has is tables and homes. The oldest shape of the church is tables and homes. And so that's where we're starting. We're not trying to start with a Sunday morning. We're starting with tables and homes. And we'll be gathering tonight in our home around good food and just talking about life and how we can become more like Jesus together. And so I would just love your prayers for our family. This is the biggest transition that we've done in 20 years of seven. We've been married for 17. But since having kids and all the things, like we're just in this massive transition. But it's just with Jesus, right? Just all, as many of you know, to walk with Jesus and to believe that Jesus has the best. And so we're just saying yes to what this next iteration of life is for us. It's been a little wild. I could tell a lot of stories about kind of what this transition has been like. And I still honestly feel pretty disoriented week to week. Transitioning out of a very intense campus ministry context to I'm not supervising anyone. I don't have to check my emails. I'm sorry if you've been trying to get a hold of me. There's been a lot of unlearning and releasing and also just asking God, how do I take everything that you've given me over these last 25 years and use this in the context that you've given us, West Springfield? So that's where we're headed. If you have more questions, feel free to reach out and talk to us if we're around. But I just want to say this church has been such an encouragement to us in so many ways. And the Covenant Church in general, I deeply love and respect. And so even as we're thinking about our own expression of church, we're wondering, God, like, where are you inviting us to shape and to form? What does that look like? Can I just pray a blessing? I don't know what the transition is from this point, Becca, but can I just pray a blessing over y'all in this? Lord, I love this church. I love the people in this. It is the church, the people here in Jesus, and the ways you've wired this community to love and to serve. The ways that they make space to wonder, God, what is your kingdom look like around the world? And yet knowing, like, next week they'll pivot and then ask, what does it mean to love our schools? And the ways they serve day in and day out and do so much with this space. Thank you that they share it with another congregation, in ways they bless each other. Jesus, I pray for continued blessing your spirit on this place. Holy Spirit, as we move towards the fall, that you would continue to lead and shape how they love and serve their neighbors. Yeah, thanks for the gift of the love of this community. In your name we pray. Amen.